Good morning, and welcome back to your morning tradition. It's Mike, it's Lisa, it's the Austins.
Hello.
So, we're glad you started your day with us, and if you're listening in the afternoon, thanks for listening in the afternoon with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Magnificat Radio, traditional Catholic online radio, and we're going to continue on with Father Peter Scott, gracious enough to join us via Skype from South Africa. We've been talking about the upcoming synod in October, and the synod, kind of round number two, the synod on the family, and they're really looking at the moral teaching of the church. And from what you were saying, Father, I got to tell you, it just seems like it's a done deal, like the deck is stacked.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, because there will be objections.
Okay.
And of course, the big objection is the church cannot change what is always taught. In fact, a Nigerian archbishop gave a talk just last week, and he made this public statement: the church cannot change what is always taught on marriage between one man and one woman, and nobody else involved. You can't have another marriage afterwards, and you can't have homosexuality. He was very explicit about it.
That's
He's absolutely right. And you cannot deny the fact that the Catholic Church has always taught that, and this is in Catholic doctrine. The matrimony is a sacrament between one man and one woman. Nobody could deny that. And that homosexuality is condemned in the Bible as being against nature and as a horrible vice. Nobody can deny this. And so consequently, they cannot explicitly deny Catholic doctrine, and they wouldn't try and do it so explicitly. What they're going to do is try to do something a little bit more subtle. For example, well, we know what the church teaches concerning marriage, and we know what the church teaches concerning homosexuality, but we must be understanding for people and understanding for their difficulties. Therefore, let us be tolerant and understanding, and to show our tolerance and understanding, we will not condemn anybody. We will allow them to have the sacrament, but we don't deny what the church teaches. So what they're going to do is live in this ambiguity and this contradiction with itself, which is absolutely typical of liberalism, and without explicitly denying a doctrine of the church, promote the practical denial of it. That is what they're aiming at, and probably that's what they will get to some extent. To what extent, we don't know. And, of course, we have to count on the Holy Ghost. It's not an infallible counsel. It's not protected by the Holy Ghost, but still we can pray that the Holy Ghost might protect against the worst kind of subversion that might be introduced to overturn the church's morality.
Depending on what comes out of the synod, let's say it is the most liberal of all, you know, the findings and it ends up being the most liberal, then what are we to do? We stay the course, I'm sure, of course, but I mean, do we see the roles of sedificantes growing from this? What do you think?
No, we do not, because, you see, this synod does not engage the church's authority. It's not an ecumenical council and has no magisterial authority, and it will only have magisterial authority if the Pope gives it to it. But the present Pope doesn't believe in using his magisterial authority, and, for example, his last encyclical, on which I'd like to speak some more, is not a magisterial document at all. It's a call for ecological conversion, nothing to do with the church's magisterium whatsoever. And so this is not going to be a magisterial document, and it'll be full of contradictions and deliberately put there and ambiguities so that the conservatives will hold on to one thing and the liberals will hold on to something else, as is typical, and the confusion will continue in the church till we have a strong pope who can overturn this confusion. But it doesn't change the fact of the crisis in the church or our position with it, because the church's authority is not involved in this synod. What it means is the decadence, the corruption, the immorality, the loss of faith amongst the clergy, and the loss of the spiritual life amongst the clergy will become more and more apparent. And so that the people will certainly turn more towards tradition, because they'll see how the church has been invaded by naturalism and humanism. I've had priests tell me if this synod does this, they will leave the Novus Ordo altogether, because they can't accept to be in union in bond with people who were destroying the church's morality.
Yeah, I was wondering if perhaps maybe after the synod, folks who may be on the fence, a few more with a, you know, with more of a conservative bent, perhaps maybe we see our own ranks growing in the society then.
Well, it's certainly true
that it's going to make people wake up, but it should already have made them wake up.
Yes.
Because you don't have to be very intelligent to realize that these cardinals and these bishops have no sense of Catholic morality, and that they are directly overturning Catholic morality for the sake of liberalism, to be accepting, embracing everybody as if morality didn't matter. And if that had been the attitude of St. Pius V towards King Henry VIII, or the at the time of the Reformation, you know?
Yes.
Okay, we need to divorce and marry a new queen. Okay, well, I understand, you know. I can't condemn you, you know? Wait a second. Of course, the Pope must condemn, the Church must condemn immorality. Because if the Church does not condemn immorality and condemn that which is against the commandments of God, it's not fulfilling its mission. It's not telling people how to go to heaven. These people are going to hell because they are breaking God's commandments. And they're doing so in a public manner so as to lead many others to hell also. That's the whole tragedy of this moral indifferentism which has been infiltrated into the church, which is so much worse even than the doctrinal indifferentism that we've been used to for the last 50 years.
Right. To me, I look at that and it's like the Vatican II started the wound, and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
That's true, because the principles are the principles of Vatican II. What's the principle of Vatican II? It is man should be independent and free to choose for himself. Mm. And he's got to figure out for himself. And the church is made up of people who have to figure out for themselves. And so it's really a practical denial of authority within the church. It's called by the name of collegiality. And collegiality is the official name given to the fact that the church has to be continually updating itself along with what people think, and not teaching what was given by the apostles.
More and more democratic.
Correct. And this is a direct denial of the divine mission that church received from our Lord, which was to teach and to sanctify and to govern souls so that they could go to heaven, and it's not doing it.
Well, God help us all. And are there any things planned that you know of in October as far as rosary crusades, vigils of any kind?
I'm not aware of anything at the present time.
Of course, we can all do that. We don't need an official word to say
this
pray
is
more.
True.
And, of course, the prayers of reparation are what is required, because the offense against Almighty God is very grievous. Defense against our divine Savior and his passion when he died for our sins on the cross. And the offense against the Blessed Virgin Mary, also the reparation against the Immaculate Heart, for the offenses against the Immaculate Heart, as well as for the offenses against the Sacred Heart. And of course, communions of reparation is what Our Lady of Fatima requested. Yeah. And that's probably the most powerful way of a penning end to all this, which has to be the consecration rush of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which we are told would happen late, but would happen. And it's the only way I can see that people can see clearly through this total confusion of indifferentism and relativism to find the truth of what the Church teaches.
Yeah. Father, thank you. We're running out of time, and I just wanted to thank you for your time. God love you, Father.
It's nice to hear from you, and keep up the good work with your radio program, and I hope it continues to do very well.
God willing, and thank you for your help, Father.
And hopefully you get lots of listeners all over the world now.
Thank you. We do too.
Okay, then.
All right. God bless, Father.
God bless now.
All right. Thank you, Father. Father Peter Scott via Skype from Africa. South Africa.
We are just blessed.
We are, because he's also said, you know what, anytime you need me to speak,
he's there.
Just give me a call if I can.
He has been extremely helpful. Yeah. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Almost makes me want to cry. I mean, how open and accepting he's been.
Right.
and so helpful.
You are tearing up.
I'm serious.
Are we going to have to start doing this show with Kleenex tissues in the studio
Possibly.
Now?
Possibly.
You cry a lot.
It's just the way women are.
That's right. You're a lady. You're my lady.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to go get Lisa some tissues.
Thank you, Father.
And we'll be right back with the closing little segment of your morning tradition here for Wednesday morning, August the 5th. We're glad you could be here. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting Traditional Catholic Radio, MagnificatMedia.com, your morning tradition. We are
living our faith.
And we're back with a final segment, just a little closer for the show today, your morning tradition here at Magnificat Radio on MagnificatMedia.com. Constantly developing this website and this radio apostolate and trying to grow it with as many shows as possible. And we welcome your suggestions. We are working on more liturgical music, different sources for that. And what else are we working on?
Lots of different things.
Different programs and shows, which aren't just music. I mean, I know you understand and you like the music. Trying to get a Sunday Mass for you.
Right. We're working on all those things.
All of those things. They're in progress. Understand, when you hear your morning tradition, it's pretty much as the whole staff. So there you go. Our music just died again. I'm gonna stop using that music. Because that just, I don't know. It always dies.
It does. So,
and it reminds me of when England was still Catholic. I don't know. I just want to keep that from now on. Let's all remember when England was still Catholic.
You just want to have some fun.
I kind of do, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for being a part of our day and letting us be a part of yours. And just keep your eyes and ears open here. And we have other things that are better.
I wanted to say, too, you know why I got a little choked up back then, that last segment?
Mm.
Because I was thinking about that. We've always maintained and always said to ourselves that we're just the instruments for Our Lady.
Right.
This is her website, Magnificat Media. This is her radio station, Magnificat Radio.
Yes. Yep.
And we're just her instruments. And I think Father Peter Scott recognizes that. Is he helping us out? Sure. But I think most importantly, he's helping out Our Lady. And that's what I think that touches me the most.
I gotcha. Now that's beautiful.
Yeah.
This is what I love about you. You have a way of stating,
you know,
that
he is her son too. Yeah. And he's helping his mother out.
Yeah.
And I like that.
And so we've had a couple of stumbles along the way as we started.
Many.
And we're gonna have some more. But we're getting there.
We're getting there.
So, and we thank everybody. Oh, by the way, if you want to see more of my wife's very poignant words, she is too humble to say anything about it, but I'm gonna right here while you're here. You have a way of stating things in your blogs. I love reading those. So if you haven't seen somebody asked me the other day, that's what I was going to ask you, or say early in the show. It was stated to me, where do we find Lisa's blogs?
Oh.
All the blogs that are being done. Because we both were going to blog, but I just haven't had time. And so Lisa kind of took that over, and she does a brilliant job with those. If you go, if you're on the website now, down way at the bottom, you may think you're at the bottom of the page. Go, keep going. It's way at the bottom.
Yeah, there's three pictures.
And it says there's the prayer request. Anyway, off to the right, it's the news. And
right.
Lisa keeps up with that. Usually if we talk about a subject with the pilgrimages and all of that stuff, she'll research like crazy, and then she'll put up links and the little videos and the pictures. And she does you're doing a real good job with it.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Thank
so
you.
Look at those blogs, and we're going to have some guest bloggers maybe. And other links. Tonight, join us. This is so exciting. I love it when Mrs. Weigel gets to a new book. It's just a new project.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just finished Angel City last night. And so we went from the Happy Hollisters to Angel City. Happy Hollisters was a longer book.
Yeah.
And I think she's working on longer books. Angel City had shorter little chapters.
Yeah.
Which
she told me she has a plan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love it, because I'm glad we had made this suggestion. What do you think about this, Mrs. Weigel? And she is running with it. She has her books all lined up. She knows exactly which book she's going to do next, but I'm not going
to
tell you.
Oh, listen to you. The ladies have been talking.
I mean, this next book coming up, we're going to tell you. But
yeah.
Then after that, I know what's coming.
Tonight, join us at 7:30-ish Central Time, U.S. Time, for another book by Mrs. Weigel, The Bedtime Stories. This one is going to be The Ghost of Kingdom Come, the story of it's the book, The Ghost of Kingdom Come.
So she does such a great job.
She really does. Even just talking to her,
fits her.
She loves the fact that she's talking to the children, because they're bedtime stories with Mrs. Weigel. These are designed for you and the kids. You put them down in the bed and you sit there and you listen together. It's kind of like the family gathering around the radio console.
Right.
Right.
And we have Father Peter Scott at 7, because then the adults can listen to some catechism, so can the kids.
Yes.
And then it goes right into the story.
Yeah.
And then you're done and go to bed.
At 7?
7:30.
Oh, you go to bed early. We don't.
The kids go to bed.
I know. I'm just teasing around. We're also considering, now we know, because we can see where you are, we see you. It just tells us where listeners are at. And so we know we've had overseas listeners. We've got England. We've got Poland.
Ireland.
Ireland. Switzerland.
United Kingdom.
If you name the Lind.
Australia.
And they're listening, Lind. So thank you for that. New Zealand.
No, thank you.
Did we
yes.
say New Zealand? I think so.
I don't know.
Anyway.
They're all over.
We are in the central U.S., southern Wisconsin, right in the breadbasket here. And so we tend to think of that when we say 7:30-ish, we're thinking central time U.S.
Correct.
But we understand that a lot of times when it's 7:30 nighttime for us, morning time for you.
That's right.
So we're going to start kind of repeating our day overnight, only it's our overnight and it's your daytime.
When you're sleepy.
Right.
Snoring away.
I don't snore.
Not you, the audience.
Oh. But overseas, it's the middle of the day.
Morning, middle of the day, that's correct.
So they will get Father Peter Scott's, for instance, his seminar and his sermons on the Ten Commandments that we do here at noon, they'll get them as well.
Right.
Only during the day. That was
right.
My wife came up with that. She says, mm-hmm. I'm seeing we got people from all over the world listening now.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So thank you for that. Thank you for listening. If you're listening to criticize, we appreciate that too. God love you, because we need direction. So whatever.
Sure.
We haven't had any criticism, but I mean, it's good suggestions we're up for, so we appreciate your help on that. Thank you for listening today, and tune in again tomorrow for your morning tradition. Just a fun way to start your day, informative, entertaining. I hope we are. Have a little fun.
We want a little levity this time, because everything else is so kind of heavy.
Yeah, and let's all remember when England was still Catholic. All right. God love you. Oh, wait, that was...
Freedom!
Wait a minute. I can't say God love you, because that was Fulton Sheen's thing. That was Bishop Fulton Sheen's deal. I got to stop that. But I love saying it. But, okay.
Freedom!
God bless. And thank you for tuning in to the Austins, Mike and Lisa. It's your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com, where we are
living our faith.